USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden reacted swiftly to Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring he would recognize the independence of two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, probably using the moves as a pretext for the invasion the U.S. has warned was likely coming at any hour. The White House said Biden would soon issue an executive order that will prohibit new investment, trade, and financing by U.S. persons to, from, or in the two Ukraine regions under the control of the Russian-backed separatists. The order will provide authority to impose any sanction on any person determined to operate in those areas of Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he's ending the last of domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving from government restriction to personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like other transmissible illnesses such as flu. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, "I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal." The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman said she's open to lifting interest rates by more than the traditional quarter point in March. The Fed is looking to raise rates as inflation continues to surge compared to a year earlier, with the biggest increases in four decades. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd, and, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves toward Washington, D.C. Normally, this time of year, spring training is underway in both Florida and Arizona, but now spring training games will not begin until at least March 5th, according to Major League Baseball. They said, "We regret without a collective bargaining agreement in place, we must postpone the start of spring training games. All 30 clubs are unified in their strong desire to bring back players to the field and fans back to the stands." They also said they're committed to reaching an agreement that is fair to each side. Today, members of the owners' bargaining committee will join an in-person meeting with the Players Association and remain every day to negotiate and work hard towards starting the season on time, March 31st. Owners locked out the players in December after the last collective bargaining agreement expired. Talks last week broke off after only 15 minutes. So far, since December 2nd, when the lockout began, players and owners have only met seven times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.